The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Makis Tavches. The Gemara says, Amar Aleph, Toner Rabbonon, Umotza Prat Lemantzies Atzmoy, Mikan Omer Ablaze Ben Yankiv, Im Mishiyotz Isoreven Miyodoy, Hoitzi Alos Roishoy. Somebody threw, carelessly threw a rock in Rishus HaRabim. The rock was sailing along on its way, and somebody walked into the rock, so to speak. V'kiblo, he walked into the rock, v'kiblo, he got a clap on his head, and the person died. Potter. Now, lochas is potter. Why? Because it's considered not a motza that he threw the rock, and the rock found the victim, but the victim, l'mamtzi es atzmoy, the victim found the rock. Now, the Gemara in Bava Kamma, the Gemara by us is very short. The Gemara in Bava Kamma, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, discusses this a little bit more by Richus. We have this din only insofar as Dine Golus is concerned. As far as Dine Golus is concerned, even though with what meets the eye, we would say Ein Lecha Pasheh Gadol Mizeh, person who picks up a big rock and gives it a heave in the middle of a busy street, and you come up with a technicality, you say the person walked into it, is he not responsible? It could very well be that he is responsible. But since there's exes akosuf by golus, that it has to be that he threw the rock at the person's head, so there's exes akosuf that says that he's potter. Nothing to do with more fault and less fault. The sugi in Bava Kamma, Daf Lamed Gimel, would seem to indicate otherwise. The Gemara brings over there a memra of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanino on certain cases of mazik, where Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina made a distinction between being chayv and nezik. We know, we learned Perek HaChoyvel, that the din of a mazik is a mazik, not a mazik to property, but a mazik of odom be'odom. A person damages somebody else's person, either by throwing a rock or by giving a punch, or whatever the case may be. The halacha is there's a chiyuv chomesh dvar, there's nezik, which is the essential damage which was incurred by the victim. And then there's tzar, ripui, shevis, and boishes. The halacha is, the Gemara says, that nezek is chayiv in more cases than the other four, because nezek is chayiv even where the mazik did not mean to do that, or the mazik did not realize what he was doing to the nezek. If he was faulty, then he's mechuyiv in nezek. But tzar, ripui, shevis, and boishes are gzeis akosuv, since the pasuk that defines them is talking about kirivun, Ish ben anoshim, two people are fighting. It's two people that meant to harm each other. There has to be intent to harm in order to be mechayev. This is the gzeis akosuf by dal dvar. And the Gemara says that there are two cases under question where Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina expressed this distinction. There's the case that we just described of mamtzias atzmoy, where a person threw a rock and somebody walked in, not dealing with the person died, as in the case of the Gemara by us, which patters from Golos, but we have a person who walked into a rock and got a broken skull as a result, and obviously there was Nezik, Tzar, Ripushevs, and Boishes. So there could be a distinction over there, there's Chayev only on Nezik and Potter and Dal Dvar. There's another case over there where somebody, a blacksmith or somebody like that was negligent in his work, and while he was working, he was not careful, there was somebody nearby, and he caused sparks to go out from his work, and somebody else's coat caught on fire, and the person was badly injured. Then over there also, since there was a lack of intent as to the Maisa Mazik, the aloch is that is chayiv only on Nezik and not chayiv on Ripui Tzar, Shevis, and Boishes, on Dal Dvar. So the Gemara says in the first Lashon, the top of Amud Aleph of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Man de poter lo aho. Sorry, let's go back a step. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Yosi Bar Chanina. This is one possible interpretation of this distinction. Potter migolus, even though the Gzeis HaKosev is Mamsi Es Atzmo, is Potter migolus. The Chayiv Bedal Dvorim. But he's still Chayiv and Dal Dvorim, because Lamaisi, he was a Peshe, and he threw the rock where it's quite clear, it's Rosh Hashanah, other people are going to be walking. Man de maslin lo aho, if he's chayiv in the case of throwing the rock, kol shken akamaisa, in the case of the blacksmith, the Gemara understands that the blacksmith is more chayiv than the person who threw the rock. Man de maslin lo akamaisa, and there's one shita, there was one interpretation, and this is brought la aloch in the Rambam, man de maslin lo akamaisa, that only by the blacksmith is he chayiv on dal advar. Is he, I'm sorry, is he chayv on nezek? Avlaho potu legamri. The halacha is that by the case of Mamtzias Atzmi, he'd be potu even on Nezek. Now, till now we were just discussing the chilik between being chayv on Nezek and being potu on Dal Dvarim. So by the blacksmith, where there was no intent to harm, he was just being careless. But Lamaisa, he was mazing the person who walked into his store. So he'd be potter on Dal Dvarim, as we said. And he'd be chayv on Nezek. Masha'en Kain, the Rambam Paskins, and this is the second Lashon of the Gemara, potter legamri, that by Mamtzi Esatzu, where he threw the rock, he gave the rock a flip, Bishul Sarabim, and somebody else walked into it, met it squarely on his head, and broke his skull, the halacha would be over there, they'd be potter even on Nezek. Now, again, to talk about this case as the person not being negligent, as not being at fault, is a bit difficult to accept. If a person throws a rock, Bishul Sarabim, is he not a reckless, is that not a reckless endangerment of public welfare? And the Torah, in the Siman Tov Chof Aleph, the Rambam is brought l'aloch in the Shulchan Aruch in Tov Chof, that he's part of Mechol HaDvorim by Mamtzias Atzmai. But the Torah, in Tov Chof Aleph, objects to the Rambam's Pesach, and he says that Aloch would be that he'd be chayv ben Ezek. Maybe there's no intent to damage, but Lamaisa, he was definitely negligent. And furthermore, the Kasha is a very basic Kasha. The Mishnah says in Bava Kama Dav Chovov that Odom HaMazik is chayv, whereas Behem is chayv only where there is negligence. Odom HaMazik is chayv ben Eir, ben Yoshin, ben Oynis, ben Shoykik. En l'cho poshea godl mizeh, and l'cho he definitely damaged somebody else. So to talk about the Ptur on Nezek over here, according to the Rambam, according to the Shulchan Aruch, in terms of lack of negligence, is very difficult to accept. The Lashon of the Nemuki Yosef is startling. Mishum d'lo yoda bei, the Nemuki Yosef says when he explains this psak, Mishum d'lo yoda bei b'nizik klal. He didn't know about the Nizik. So what? You threw a rock where you know people are walking? Sabach says he's an oynis, he had no way. What's there not to know? He threw a rock b'shus hayabim. In civil law, lahav the love of those that would lock the person up for years. It's reckless endangerment. Why should he be considered not a pasher? Also, if you consider him, here's a akashim pshat, not just in svara, at kama that the mazik is considered an oynis, why would he need a possible pattern from golus? We just got finished learning a whole daf on that zayin that we're its core of loynis with der chaliyah, der chirida, but there's no chi of golus. If you consider him an oynis, that he's potter and dine mazik, kolshkein ben benoisho kolshkein, that there should be no chiv on golus, where even a korv loynis is potter. And a korv loynis by mazik could very well be chayv, according to very many rishonim. L'chol, the correct approach to the shita of the Rambam, that's said over here, has to take a whole different approach. And the nekuda seems to be as follows. We know, setting aside fault and not fault, the basic premise of all Dinei Ritzicha and Dinei Mazik is that in order to be chayiv for the harm which is incurred, for the death which results, for the hezik which is the result of the maisa that he did, has to be a direct result of the maisa that he did. If the act which was perpetrated by the person, even if it was from recklessness, is not defined as a direct maisa mazik. L'moshul, it's a goyim. The Gemara discusses over here in the second parak in Makis, throwing a rock at a tree where a coconut on the tree fell down, banged into something else, and went someplace else, like a koyach shlishi type of thing. If that's not considered his maisa, but it's just considered an unfortunate chain of events that took place, the halacha will be his potter. It's his fault. Maybe he even planned it that way. But Lamaisa, since he didn't do a mice, direct mice, mazik, he will be potter. Of course, as much as this is his fault, that's how much he'll be chai b'dinei shemayim. The Rebbein Shem has his cheshbonos, we're not getting involved. But insofar as Bezdin is concerned, the din of collecting from a mazik is totally on defining the act that was done by the mazik as a clear mice, mazik. If it's not, he won't be chai. Fault or not fault aside. I see this Nekuda being expressed in the Tosfos in Bava Kama Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. The Tosfos on that Gemara asks a very interesting question. When we're talking about throwing a rock, and L'chaira, the Kavanah of the Rambam is that when a person flips a rock, and somebody walks into it, to define that as a mice of throwing a rock at somebody is not the definition of the mice. He threw a rock into Rishus Aram. Midine Shemayim l'chayhid b'chayim all the way. L'chayhid, he did a terrible thing. However, in terms of defining the act as throwing a rock at somebody, the blacksmith, for instance, intent or not, struck his hammer, a spark went out and hit the other person. That's direct Maisi Mazi. Throwing a rock where there's nobody there, and then somebody ran underneath and walked directly into the path of the rock is not a Maisi Mazi. That seems to be the opinion of the Rambam over here. The Tosfos in Bava Kamma asks from another case where a person, L'chaira, in any reckoning of hours as far as fault and negligence is concerned with B'chayim, and still Tosfos defines him as a potter. The Gemara has a case in Daf Chovov in Bava Kamma where a person dropped from a roof. There was a person who dropped a kli from a roof. V'hoya tachtov, the Gemara says, karen the kisses. Underneath it there was a blanket, there was a mattress or a cushion where he threw a crystal vase down out of a window and it wouldn't have broken. It would have landed on the mattress below. As it was dropping, not the very usual case, but the Gemara makes a point. As it was dropping, the person went, somebody else went and pulled the mattress away. Obviously, the crystal vase shattered to smithereens. The halacha is that he's potter. Because since when he threw it down, which is the maisa mazik, it was not a maisa which could have been mazik the kli, because there was a mattress underneath. Furthermore, over there, maybe it's not his fault, somebody else pulled it away. Tosfos says the mashmoris is, even where he pulled it away, he went, he ran quickly down, he pulled the mattress away. Fault, mandok hashmei. Of course it says fault. But as far as a maisa mazik is concerned, he would not be considered to be a maisa mazik. So Tosfos asks on the first lashon of the Gemara, Bava Kamma, Daf Lamed Gimel, we're now talking about the second lashon. First lashon of the Gemara holds that mamtzias hatzmi would be chayiv on nezik. So Tosfos says, what maishno? Person who throws a rock and there's nobody there, somebody walks into it from when he threw it, and there was a mattress underneath, and then it was pulled away. Tosfos says, "De'ein loy lachshoiv she'isalku akarim v'yishbru akelim." He doesn't have to think that somebody's going to pull away the mattress. The Shita B'Kubetzes asks on Tosfos, what do you mean? Why is he telling him what he thinks or not? The halacha is, as we just mentioned, even when he went himself in the interim and pulled the mattress away, the halacha is he's still potter. Obviously, it's not a matter of what he thought would happen, what he didn't think would happen. The Pshat and Tosfos is a little bit different. Tosfos means to say that there's, when defining a maisa mazik, when you throw a crystal vase on a mattress, there's no way to define that as a maisa mazik. By definition, it's not. You're throwing something where it can't break. Masha'enkin, throwing a rock at this juncture of the Gemara in the first Lashon held, throwing a rock, since sometimes people do pick up speed and move into the trajectory of the rock, the halacha will be that will be considered a maisa masik. That's what Tosfos means to say. In which case, the halacha lemaisa of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch is that since Lamaisa, when he threw it, there was nobody there, that's not a Maisa Mazik. The first Lashon of the Gemara, like Tosfos held, that was a Maisa Mazik. But in actuality, La Locha, there wouldn't be. Let's say two people are having a snowball fight in the street, and one person throws a snowball, and there's a car that hurtles into the path, and the snowball's a little bit harder, it has a little bit of ice, and it shatters the person's windshield. In that case, he'll be potter. It's his fault. The police would lock him up and take him away if he caused damage. It could be it's his fault, but in halacha, in Chosh Mishpat, the only mechayev and bezdin as a mazik is only when it's a maisa mazik. Throwing something and the car went into the path of the snowball is not considered a maisa mazik. That seems to be the chiddush that comes out of this Rambam. Let's take this idea a step further. The sugya in Bava Kamma Daf Chof Gimel discusses two types of mechayev of esh. There's an esh which is Maman HaMazik, which is the basic of the first parak in Bava Kamma, where a person lit a fire, and his chayven is Maman. The Gemara says this exists a kosuv, that you're chayv only for the things that are usual to be in the path of the fire. A fire went to a barn, and burnt up the barn, and in the barn there was, the person had his wallet hidden underneath. The Gemara says, it's called Tomun Ba'esh. The Gemara learns out of exists a kosuv, that he's potter. Why? Because the Maman HaMazik of esh has certain coolness. The same way there are certain coolness in bar, Mashenkin Adam Amazik, there are no Ptur. So the Gemara says that if the fire is not just a fire that he was negligent about and the Mela had spread, but he lit a fire, he put, with an act of arson, he lit the person's barn on fire, that's not Momen Amazik, that's Adam Amazik, that's his Maisa Mamish, not just his responsibility for a fire he didn't watch. It's his Maisa Biyodayim and Ovdeh Yud Bichayiv, even on Tomun Boesh. So the Gemara discusses what happens if there's a fire that somebody lit, and he let the fire go. And there was a fence there that should have stood and should have blocked the fire from going into the other person's rishus. And Lamaisa, that wall was not in very good condition. That wall fell down. The Gemara says that if the wall was standing and he lit the fire, over there we define the Maisa Mazik only as far as the fire would have traveled, as far as the Maisa B'Yadayim is concerned. Which means, Reuven lit a fire at point A. If we want to define him as an arsonist, as a mazik biyodayim, only where the natural koyach of the fire to travel to is considered as being included in the original maisa mazik. So let's say there was a fence there and the fire would not have traveled, then the halacha is that even if the fence falls down, because the fence was in terrible condition, and maybe he even knew that it would fall down, but since the fence didn't have to fall down, and it had nothing to do with him, the fire is not considered that he lit the fire on the other person's barn. He lit a fire, and now, past the point where the fire should have stopped in a natural sequence, if the fire went past it, even if it's his fault and he didn't stop it, it's only Mamon Amazik, he'd be potter on Tom and Beish. Again, the Nekuda is that since there's a wall blocking his Maisa B'Yadayim, we don't define the Maisa B'Yadayim as including anything where it could not have gone in a natural way. Even if it's his fault that the fire traveled past, because he knew that the wall could fall down. There were hurricane winds coming through town, and he knew that the wall was going to fall down, but L'Maisa, he didn't light a fire where the natural lighting of that fire was a Maisa Mazik on the other person's barn. He'll be chayiv, only insofar as Momen Amazik is concerned. The halacha will be, he'll be potter on the tom and beish of the wallet, which was in the other guy's barn. Whereas other Amazik, if it's concluded in his Maisa B'Yadayim, as we're saying, Maisa B'Yadayim not always is everything that he's at fault for. When a person throws a rock, he's perfectly at fault. But the Maisa isn't the Maisa of throwing it into the other person's windshield or the other person's head. And therefore the halacha will be that he'll be potter. There's an interesting, the same type of chiddush, but a little bit of the flip side of the idea, that even where somebody does something, where it's not so much his fault, but what he did is a ma'aseh mazik, and it can be defined as a ma'aseh mazik, he'll be chayav. The Nesiva says in Siman Reish Tzadik Aleph, that obviously somebody, the case over there was a Truvas Arosh, where Shimon heard that Reuven was traveling to a fair in a different town, and came to Reuven and asked him to make a delivery of some merchandise to that market. Reuven was not interested in taking achrayis for it. He told Shimon, "I'm not interested. I'm not taking achrayis for your goods. I don't want to bear responsibility for it. I have enough on my head." Shimon said, "Afilochi, just take it." Reuven again issued his disclaimer. Shimon put the merchandise on Reuven's wagon, despite Reuven's claims that he's not taking responsibility, and he walked off. Where he put the merchandise in that case was on Reuven's horse, and Reuven got onto his horse and then drove away. Okay, the merchandise is there. Reuven at a certain point wasn't carrying merchandise; he was going to the fair to buy merchandise. But listen, he didn't take achrayis for Shimon's stuff. At a certain point, he's interested in refreshing himself. He ties up his horse to a hitching post, and he goes into a restaurant to buy himself a drink and something to eat on the way. Meanwhile, there's an expensive bag of merchandise sitting on the back of the horse. Of course, what happens? A guy walks by and steals it. The Nesiva says in that case he's chayv. Chuvas Arosh says he's chayv. The Nesiva explains that the reason why he's chayv, Reuven says, "Well, I never took responsibility. If I was a shomer, you could call me a pesher. But I never took responsibility for this stuff. I was never mekabel on myself any darga of shmirah." The Nesiva says, it could be that you're not responsible as a shomer, But taking somebody else's chafetzim out to a Rishus HaRabim and leaving it unprotected, the taking it out to the Rishus HaRabim is defined as a Maisa Mazik. Even though when you took it out, you were on the horse, but when you take somebody else's thing out and later on you walk off, the taking out is the Maisa Mazik. So this is really the flip side of what we're saying. That a Maisa Mazik has nothing to do with fault or not. It could be over there, maybe fault is not an issue. I wasn't looking at it. He dumped it on the horse. It has nothing to do with me. I didn't take responsibility. I'm just doing my business. If he wanted to put it on his horse, that's his business. But Lamaisa, since I did a Maisa Mazik, and I could have prevented it, again, if I was an Oynis Gomer, I'm an Oynis Gomer, I wouldn't be chayav on Maisa Mazik. Obviously, I'm not an Oynis Gomer, I could have taken his stuff. If I did an act of putting his merchandise in an unprotected area, where there are plenty of people walking by who might steal it, that is a Maisa Mazik, he wouldn't be chayav. So again, this is the nekuda of the flip side of such an idea. The same idea we find in the Rashbam of a Kama Daf Nun Vov, where a person takes a horse. Shimon took Reuven's horse out of a barn. It's called in the Gemara Maimid Behemas Chaveri Al Kamis Chaveri. Shimon took Reuven's horse, decided to borrow Reuven's horse for a drive around town. He borrowed Reuven's horse and then he left it sitting in front of a fruit store in a busy street. The halach is that shein v'regel, we know from Bava Kama, shein v'regel, a horse eats fruit in the middle of the street, the owner of the horse is potter. Why? The shein v'regel is potter b'shul sarab. In this case, the Rashba says, he disagrees with Tosis and Bava Kama and Vav, he says when you take a behemoth and you put it by a pile of fruit, you're not just negligent on watching your behemoth. That's considered as if you ate the fruit. Since we know that every horse will eat any apple which is within reaching, so that when you take a horse and you put him by a field of somebody else, you put him by a crate of apples, what you're doing really is, you're doing a maisa of destroying the apples. Again, over here also, the issue is not a matter of fault, because if you had let your own horse run wild, and he ran wild and Rosh Hashanah he ate apples, you'd be potter. Mamana Mazik is potter. But there's a Maisa Mazik which is created by putting the horse by those apples. So here also we have a Maisa Mazik which does not necessarily agree, or is not necessarily relative to the degree of fault or not fault that is expressed in the dinim incurred. So on the one hand we have dinim where a person is totally at negligence, but the halach is we have to define a Maisa Mazik. The lesser, there is no Maisa Mazik. Mamsi is atzmei, where he throws a rock into Rosh Hashanah, according to Rama Shulchan Aruch. On the other hand, there are certain types of Maisa Mazik where the fault maybe is not entirely his, but the halach is, since you did a Maisa be your dying of putting the horse there, of taking the Shimon's merchandise and leaving it unprotected, there the Maisa Mazik will be Mechayiv, despite the fact that the fault is not totally his.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.